Joachim Montelius from Covenant, and you are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM.
Okay, welcome to tonight's show. You heard there the Pop Signal Dessert with Suffer in Silence. Coming up tonight, we've got an interview with Joachim from Covenant that we got when we went up to Edinburgh last week or so. So, yeah, that was a great gig. Both me and Seth went up there, and we got an interview with the band, so you'll be looking forward to that later in the show. Also, coming up in the show, we've got lots of cool stuff. We've got a track from the new new Wolfshine album. We've got Covenant. We've got some new stuff for us, really, kind of God Module
and
Cut Rate Box.
And also a track from the new Front 242.
Excellent. Yeah, so that's all coming up later in the show. So I reckon we get on with the music now. So here's some Covenant.
Stand before the gate and watch Metropolis. Empires come and go, we'll live forever. And eternity is in your hidden eyes. Take my broken wings, teach me to fly again. Thank you.
sugar gum. There should be grief, but I feel numb. I'm trying to leave the night behind. I hardly get my thoughts in line. But there is one thing I could say. It seems I'm glad I find your gum.
Wolfshine with Find Your Gun. That's from their latest album, the one that came out a couple of weeks back, called Casting Shadows. Now, I think, to be honest, that's a fantastic album. If you haven't heard it yet, it's up to the quality of their previous Stunner of Spectators. And unfortunately, when we got a hold of our copies, me and Steph realised it's copy protected, which that, the only issue with that is it doesn't play on your PC or in your DVD player, it just plays on normal CD players. So there you go, you're forewarned if you're going to play it on your PC. Be warned. Anyway, before that we heard Covenant with We Stand Alone from their latest album, Northern Light. And as I say, we've got an interview coming up later in the show. So now we're going to try and fill you in with some gig information. Upcoming gigs we've got in June, we've got Ecraft with Rework coming, doing a little mini UK gig, UK tour in fact. They're starting on the 13th of June in Edinburgh Liquid Rooms, playing the 14th of June at Bradford Rear. It's a bit more of a local gig, hopefully try and get down to that one. Go and check, because we need people out there to get these bands coming around this part of the country. And then they're going to finish the little mini tour with the 15th of June at Nottingham Rock City in the Basement. And again, slightly before that, we've got another little mini tour, it's just one gig actually, as far as I know. And we've got Instrict Confidence and Be Born Biton with support from Neurophoria, at Bradford Rio's. That's on the 17th of May. So get yourselves down there, support support this kind of music. Bebon Beton are one of my particular favourites, so I'll definitely be bouncing around down there. So that's pretty much the gigs in the next month or so.
Club nights, and and that's my cue. Implant, 28th of April in Huddersfield above Abraham's Cafe Bar, playing industrial dance, rhythmic noise, and EBM. Ted Stars at Bradford University, the Escape Bar on May the 5th, that £3 in. And finally, May 17th, the Wendy House, Leeds University. And the promoter of the Covenant gig also gave us some info on some of the club nights that he runs. That's in the Aberdeen area, so here are the details of those. Elysium, which is every first and third Saturday of the month, and the next one's being the 19th of April and the 3rd of May, and that is at Drake's in Aberdeen.
That's pretty cool. I think we can look forward to hearing all the kind of music we're playing in these clubs, which is going to be good. Right, shall we get on with a bit more music then? I reckon a bit more Project Pitchfork now.
Yep.
I am a quicksand wicker from my hands. Me, him, are I gonna call, and you're listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM.
Okay, there you heard Front 242 with Seven Rain off there, and their latest Still and Roar EP. That's really quite good. We're gonna play a bit more of that in later shows, I think. And before that, you heard Project Pitchfork with the Time Killer, the radio edit off the Time Killer EP. And then
excuse me, but that is not a typical Project Pitchfork song,
not,
if you ask me.
No. Well, it is a typical song. It's just not a typical mix of it. It's normally much more nice and electronic and loud. But yeah, no, we thought we'd play something different tonight, just a bit of a different mix. To be honest, that mix is one of my faves. Anyway, here's a bit of an interview with Uncle Steph managed to get with Joachim Montelius of Covenant when we went up a couple of weeks ago to their gig in the venue in Edinburgh.
What originally inspired the band to, basically get together and to compose electronic music?
We have this theory about electronic music that some people seem to just respond to it in a certain way. And I remember when I heard Kraftwerk for the first time in the 70s, I was just a small kid. And, you know, there is something in that music that really speaks to me. So it took me years, actually, to know what it was that I really heard. I was only 7 years old. And, you know, when you have this kind of, you know, experience, that this is something that maybe some people realize that they want to play football, or they want to be judges or prime ministers or whatever. But there is a, you know, turning point in every person's life, I think. And to me, it was definitely listening to Kraftwerk. I was fascinated by the machines and the kind of sound that that you could make with these machines that were so unnatural and so just from another planet or something. So that was the starting point.
Which brings me on to a question about technology. What's your favourite music creation and manipulation technology, and why?
There are so many that are so great. I would say the Sampler is a beautiful machine. It gives you the power to manipulate reality. You take real sounds and you do something else to them inside the machine. That's really great. And the vocoder is the same thing. How to make a human voice sound like a robot thing.
Yeah, right.
They are my two favourite machines.
All the band members live in different countries, different cities. I gather you yourself live in, is it, Barcelona. Eskil lives in Berlin, and Klaus back in, is it Helsingborg, Helsingberger? How does that affect the creative processes, like, within the band when you get together and you, like, create the music?
Not very much, actually, because that is also one of the beautiful things about making, you know, electronic music, because you can send the sound files, you can actually almost rehearse in real time over the internet, and it's really easy to exchange ideas when everything is digital. But then again, we have a gig like every 1 or 2 weeks almost these days, so we meet very frequently. The distance is not really a problem.
When you tour, where do you get the most, like, enthusiastic crowds?
I think it's almost the same everywhere, actually. It's I don't know what, but I mean, we tend to have good gigs almost everywhere. So, that is also a cool thing about being part of, you know, an underground movement or you know, a subculture or whatever. But it's basically the same all over the planet, or at least all the parts of the planet that we have been to. It's the same, basically.
Your latest album, No Than Light Was, first time you had an external producer work with you. How do you think that actually affected the final outcome, and would you do it again?
We have always produced everything ourselves before, and for Northern Light, we you know, we made a record deal with Sony Music, and of course they had the money to pay for a real producer, and I would say yes, we would absolutely do it again if we can afford it again. We will see, but I think that the producer didn't have a really, really big influence on the music itself. But the execution and also the, you know, the approach to putting the songs together and small structural things. It was a very collaborative process, actually. So Jakob Helle is not really he's the kind of producer who really guides the band rather than directing it.
Your music has been labelled EBM, future pop, industrial. But in your own words, how do you define your sound in a way?
Actually, we don't. We stay away from definitions as far as we can. I mean, after we've been doing music together for like 16 or 17 years in different kind of bands. Covenant is 10 years old soon. After a certain amount of time, you find, you know, a modus operandi, that there is something in our personal chemistry that makes us sound in a certain way. And that's when you stop trying to define what it is that you're actually doing. We are Covenant, that's it, I think.
I mean, what were the inspirations behind the music and lyrics of Northern Light? From Northern Light.
We make music basically as a response to what is happening to us and what we are taking part in. All good music is just a soundtrack to life, and that is, I think, what Northern Light is. And I think the major difference between Northern Light and the previous albums is probably that I think we had the courage and the self-confidence to actually be more personal than before.
What next for Covenant? You know, rest? You know, after a big long tour, or sort of maybe just carry on writing?
The next project is going to the United States for a big tour in May. We take off for America for just over a month, and then after that we have the summer festivals. So from now on until August, we're going to be playing a lot live, and after that we'll try to, as soon as possible, assemble a new album, and the ideal plan would be to release a new one early next year.
Will that be an album or just an EP?
Hopefully an album.
Okay, right, that was Joachim from Covenant, and now I reckon we should get on with some more music. Here's some God Module. We'll be right back.
My lonely, oh, never know. Au revoir, mesdames et messieurs. C'est Paris. Vous écoutez Velo Airbag.
Ascoltate, qua parla Roma. Buonasera, care donne e care uomini. Voi ascoltate Velo Airbag.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is New York. You're listening to Velo Airbag.
Son las 6 de la tarde. Muy buenas, señores y señores. Aquí habla Madrid. Ustedes oyen Velo Airbag.
Okay, you heard Weller Ball with Weller Ball. Before that, you heard Cut Rate Box with Enigma featuring Victoria Lloyd from Clairvoyant. And before that, God Module with Perception. I think both me and Steph are looking forward to seeing Cut Rate Box and God Module at InFest.
God Module.
Cut Rate Box. Anyway, always good bands at InFest. Right, I think we actually need to keep scoot on and carry on with some more music. So here's some Frontline Assembly.
Thank you.
you're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, actually. You heard their Frontline Assembly with Backlash. That's lovely noisy stuff from them. And that's pretty much it for us from the show. We're going to leave
for this month.
For this month, yes. Please tune in next month. If you want to give us any kind of feedback or requests or anything, just go to our website, www.darksimulation.org, and there's a message board there. You can quite easily leave us feedback.
Please, because we do not know how many listeners we have or what people actually think of the show. So those of you that do listening, please just leave a message on his board, yep. Please, if you would.
Also, the track listings are there, and the you can also download an archive of the previous shows. Okay, well, thank you for listening, and we're going to leave you with some Trans Europe Express from Kraftwerk.
Yeah. Citizen, me, Iggy Pop, and David Bowie. Ciao.